Hi everyone, welcome to our show. I'm Tiffany.
Hello, this is Elsie. Tiffany, do you like to have desserts?
I am unfortunately a girl, so yes, I love to eat desserts. What about you?
I don't really like desserts, but let me ask you first, what kind of desserts do you like the most? 最喜欢的甜点是什么?
Actually, I really like anything with ice cream. So brownies and ice cream, that's the perfect thing for me.
Brownie and 冰淇淋, perfect. I don't really like to have desserts, as I said. But there's one kind of desserts that really draws my attention, especially its different colors.
Do
you know what kind it is?
Maybe, since I'm a huge dessert fan, I'm thinking, is it macarons?
Yes, they are macarons, and today we're going to take a look at this kind of French desserts. So, why don't we start our article now?
Yep, so let's take a look.
The French Macaron. What are these colorful little treats? Macarons, of course.The French are famous for many things. Macarons are one of them. There's even a day just for macarons. People celebrate Macaron Day on March 20th. Macaron Day began in Paris in 2005. Pierre Hermé started this day. He is the king of macarons.He wanted people to know more about macarons. Also, he wanted to raise money to help people. People will get a free macaron when they make a donation. Now, cities around the world celebrate Macaron Day. Even. Even. Bill never shouts, even when he is mad. Bill never shouts, even when he is mad. Begin. Begin. Begin, began, begun. The test will begin at 9 a.m.The test will begin at 9 a.m. Raise, 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 raised, raised. We are raising money to build a new school. We are raising money to build a new school. Free, free.I got a free small pizza when I ordered a large one. I got a free small pizza when I ordered a large one.
All right, so let's start off with our article. It says, what are these colorful little treats? Macaroons, of course. So, colorful meaning it is something that catches your eye and it's really bright. So, when you walk by a bakery and you see through the windows and you see colors of pink, orange, yellow, light green, you can't help but to stop to take a look.
Right. 今天呢，文章的开头用问句来呈现呢、哦。这些彩色的小甜点是什么呢？当然是 macarons， 也就是马卡龙哦。Macarons are really colorful. 马卡龙的色彩缤纷，让人家不注意也难。Colorful 这个形容词呢，就在形容东西的色彩是缤纷的。So who created this kind of colorful treats?
That's an excellent question. The article says, the French are famous for many things. Macaroons are one of them. So yes, the French are definitely famous for their delicious desserts, especially the macaroon.
文章接下来就说到了，法国人因为啊有很多，因为很多东西而有名，马卡龙呢就是其中之一。So the French means French people. The French 就是 French people， 法国人的意思啦。那 French 本身呢，除了当法国人之外，还可以当法文来说，那当形容词的话呢，就是法国的。那法国这个国家的名称呢，同学们注意叫做 France， F-R-A-N-C-E， France。
Yep, so be careful. France and French, they will mean two different things. Mm-hmm. So next in the article, it says, there's even a day just for macaroons. So, wow, they must be huge fans of the desserts because people even put aside a special day for it. It's pretty crazy.
Crazy, yes. 文章现在说到呢，法国甚至还有专门的马卡龙日哦 ，a day just for macarons。这代表啊，法国人一定对马卡龙爱不释手，不然怎么会有专属马卡龙的一天呢 ？Right?、
Yes, exactly. So let's take a look at our word power word, even.So, even is to show extra emphasis or to put stress on something, okay? So, for example, we are stressing that on this day, they even set aside for a macaroon day.
Even 就是甚至的意思啦，是一个副词，用来加强语气哦，或特别强调某人事物的意思。
All right, so let's take a look at our word power sentence first to maybe understand it more, okay? It says, Bill never shouts even when he is mad.Bill never shouts, even when he is mad.
这句提到呢 ，Bill 从来不大吼大叫，甚至连他生气的时候也一样。So back to our article, what's the date of this special day?
All right, the article then says, people celebrate Macaroon Day on March 20th. So remember, if you love macarons, this is the day for you to watch out for.
原来啊，法国人是在3月20号庆祝马卡龙日的。所以同学们注意哦，像他给你一个特别的这个节日的日期3月20，所以你记得前面的介系词啊，我们要用的是 on, O-N. And when did the French start to celebrate Macaroon Day?
All right, the article then says, Macaroon Day began in Paris in 2005. Mm-hmm. All right, so this is something that actually happened quite recently. Mm-hmm. It is not a tradition from the past, but more of a modern holiday.
Right.
And it began in the year 2005.
2005年的时候呢，法国人在巴黎庆祝了第一个马卡龙日。It was about 11 years ago, right? So 大概是11年前开始庆祝马卡龙日的。Here we see the word began, 它是一个动词的过去式哦。
So that's also our word power word began, B-E-G-A-N, or in the present tense, B-E-G-I-N, began. Mm-hmm. And it means to start something or to make something exist.For example, in class, your teacher will tell you you can begin your test now, meaning you can start writing the test from this moment on.
Begin 是文章当中 began 的原形动词，那其实它就是 start, S-T-A-R-T 开始的意思。那动词三态呢，同学们注意了 ，begin, began, begun, B-E-G-U-N, begun 是第三态了。
That's right. So let's take a look at our word power sentence. It says, the test will begin at 9 a.m. The test will begin at 9 a.m.
例句提到呢，考试啊会在早上九点的时候开始。We can also say the test will start at 9 a.m.
Exactly. All right, so moving on in our article, it says, Pierre Hermé started this day.He is the king of macaroons, and I really think he is the king.
How so?
Because I actually wasn't a fan of macaroons until I tried his.
Wow.
And they're absolutely delicious.
Cool. 文章接下来就跟我们说到了这个 Pierre Hermé。
Hermé, I think.
这个人呢，开始了这个所谓的马卡龙日，他是马卡龙之王。So where did you try his macarons in Paris?
Yes, actually, I was lucky enough to visit Paris. So of course, the first thing I thought about was macaroons, and we have a store there. So I tried it, and it was delicious.
Cool, Tiffany 老师吃过 Pierre Hermé 做的 macarons。That's really special.
Yeah. Have you tried his before?
No, not yet. I haven't had a chance to visit Paris.
Or have you had another, I guess like a macaroon?
Yeah, like macarons from some special bakeries in Taiwan. Yes, I did have them.
Or actually another really great one is La Lorraine.
La Lorraine, I have no idea.
You're very lucky though, they have it in Taiwan now.
You're going to show me later.
Of course. But I love Pierre Hermé. He is my favorite. And my favorite flavor is actually pistachio.
Pistachio.
So, if you have a chance to try it, I would highly recommend it.
所以 Tiffany 老师提到的这个 pistachio 就是开心果 right 开心果口味的马卡龙、yeah. 是不是很特别啊 I haven't tried this flavor of macarons I will definitely try one if I can find one
I'll take you don't worry so let's move on to the article before、our sweet tooth becomes too much to handle the article says he wanted people to knowMore about macarons.
嗯哼，所以文章接下来就说到了这个 Why did Pierre Hermé start this day? 因为啊，他想要人们更了解马卡龙。And what else did he want apart from making people know more about macarons?
Well, the article says he also wanted, or also he wanted to、mm-hmm. raise money to help people. So he wasn't just interested in making money for himself,、mm-hmm. but he also wanted to make money to help other people.
Right. 所以呢，接下来文章就提到了这个原来啊，他也想要借由马卡龙日来帮助人哦。
So raise is our word pair word, and it has two meanings、mm-hmm. actually. One means to lift or move something into a higher position, like raise your hand.、
Mm-hmm.
But here in the article, it means something a little bit deeper. It means to collect money for a particular cause or、to help other people.、
Mm-hmm.
So for example, sometimes we can see、students or children、mm-hmm. selling cookies or cake at something called a bake sale.
Right.
The money they earn from this is to help raise money for something. So、mm-hmm. it could be for their school.Or it could be for charity.
Right. Raise 这个动词呢有几个不同的意思哦。在文章当中啊是募款的动作 raise money. 另外呢 raise 还可以是举起抬起的意思例如 raise your hand, 举起你的手。再来呢同学们还会碰到 raise a child 这样的用法代表是抚养小孩。
Exactly. So let's take a look at our word pair sentence. It says, we are raising money、mm-hmm. to build a new school.We are raising money to build a new school.
例句提到呢，我们正在募款。We are raising money. 为的是什么呢 ？To build a new school, 来建造一间新的学校。
Amazing. All right. So next, the article says people will get a free macaroon when they make a donation.So, wow, this is really nice.
Right.
You don't need to pay a certain amount of money to get one macaroon.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you can donate however much you would like. And whenever you donate something, it means you give money for a good cause.
Mm-hmm. So, if I want to just donate $1, can I get a free macaroon or so?
Yes, of course.
Good. 文章接下来提到呢，在马卡龙这一天呢、啊，人们可以捐款，就可以得到一个免费的马卡龙。那文章中呢，我们看到 make a donation 就是捐款的意思啦。而且呢，我们没有看到金额是多少，代表就是呢，想捐多少就多少，没有规定的金额。另外 ，Tiffany 老师刚才有提到 donate, D O N A T E, donate 这个字呢，就是动词，捐助东西或金钱的意思。
So as long as you make a donation, you can get a free macaroon. Now.Free is a word pair word, and it means something that does not cost you money. So this is a double win. Not only are you giving money、mm-hmm. to help people, but you get a delicious treat as well.
Right. 只要捐款就可以拿到 a free macaron, 一个免费的马卡龙。
I guess that saying, the best things in life are free is quite true. Although we didn't pay, let's say, 2,000 NT for one macaron,、
mm-hmm.
ate it, and then it's gone, we put that money to a good use, and we get a free macaron.
True, and this is why Pierre Hermé started this day, right? To help people in need.
That's right. So let's take a look at our word pair sentence. It says, I got a free small pizza when I ordered a large one.I got a free small pizza when I ordered a large one.
好了，所以同学们记得了 ，free 这个字呢是一个形容词，代表免费的。例句提到啊，当我点一个大 pizza 的时候呢，就可以得到一个免费的小 pizza.
Yummy. All right. So lastly, in the article, it says now cities around the world celebrate Macaroon Day. So for me, it doesn't matter what city I'm in, I will celebrate macarons every day.
文章最后说到呢，现在啊，世界各地的城市都会庆祝 Macaron Day， 也就是马卡龙日。
All right, so besides macaroon, do you have any other favorite French desserts?
Do you want to talk about it when we are going to wrap up our article?
Actually, that is actually a really, really, really good idea because I'm getting hungry.
Let's go now!
So actually, we're talking about、mm-hmm. favorite French desserts. What、right. is yours?
Tell us about yours first because you said you like desserts, right?
Ah, I like the Napoleon cake. So it's a cake with many, many thin, puffy layers. Ah, really good.
千层酥?
Exactly.
Right. I'm curious, what kind of French desserts are students like?
Maybe you should share with us. So I think this is all the time that we have for right now.
Right.
So don't forget to watch day two and then tell us more about what you like. So saying goodbye, this is Tiffany.
This is Elsie.
See you next time.
See you.
Did you remember to bring the bug spray?
Did you remember to bring the bug spray?
Hello, 大家好，我是 Eunice。你们喜欢健行吗 ？Eunice， 我非常喜欢去山上健行，但是健行的时候总是会有许多蚊虫。如果你是喜欢吃肉的酸性体质的人，就很有可能会被叮得满身都是。这时候你就会希望你有带防蚊液了。像是今天的小聚会 ，Did you remember to bring the bug spray？ Did you remember to bring the bug spray？你有没有记得带防蚊液啊？其中的 bug spray 就是防蚊液咯。 bug 就是虫子的意思，那 spray 是喷洒，所以像是定型喷雾就叫做 hair spray， 是不是很简单呢？另外在这里要提醒大家 remember 的用法， remember 有两种用法，一种是后面加不定词 to be， 表示记得要去做某件事情，另外一种用法是 remember 加 ving， 表示记得曾经做过某件事情。所以问人家有没有记得去干嘛干嘛，就要用 did you remember to do something 的句型。那携带我们就可以用 bring 这个字，千万不要用 take。好啦，那我们来复习一下今天的句子吧。Did you remember to bring the bug spray？ 非常好，那我们下次见喽，拜拜。
Did you remember to bring the bug spray?
Did you remember to bring the bug spray?
Chit chat.
Mei guan xi la, at last you try your best.
Last, 你明知道我尽力了，还是我最后一名啊。
如果不小心把 at least 少写了一个字母而变成了 at last， 意思可就差很大。因为 at least 是指至少的意思，后面一般可以接数字，像是每次出门前 I need at least 30 minutes to get dressed, put on makeup and do my hair。 At least 也可以接子句，像是如果考试啊或是比赛的时候很努力，但是结果却不如意的话呢，你就可以这样安慰对方 Well, at least you tried your best， 就是至少你尽力了啦。而 at last 呢，是表示终于怎么样或是最后怎么样怎么样，像是如果你等了一个人等了非常非常久，而他终于出现的时候，你就会说 At last you're here， Or we waited and waitedAnd at last, we got his call. 不过猜猜看，有 last 和 least 同时出现的 last but not least 这句话到底是什么意思呢？有没有觉得诶很耳熟呢？ We say last but not least when you mention the last person or thing in a list to emphasize that they are still important.所以在是致辞的时候或是演讲的时候，如果你要是介绍这个某个人很重要的出场呢，想要说虽然我是最后才提到这个人呢，可是他们还是很重要，你就会这么说啦。 Last but not least, let me introduce our guest speaker for tonight, Mr. 高以翔。
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
At least 是至少，而 at last 是最后终于。 Last but not least 就是表示最后呢，但也很重要的是。
The French Macaron.
What are these colorful little treats? Macarons, of course. The French are famous for many things. Macarons are one of them.There's even a day just for macarons. People celebrate Macaron Day on March 20th. Macaron Day began in Paris in 2005. Pierre Hermé started this day. He is the king of macarons. He wanted people to know more about macarons. Also, he wanted to raise money to help people. People will get a free macaron when they make a donation. Now, cities around the world celebrate Macaron Day. Even. Even. Bill never shouts, even when he is mad. Bill never shouts, even when he is mad. Begin. Begin. Begin, began, begun. The test will begin at 9 a.m. The test will begin at 9 a.m. Raise, 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 raised, raised. We are raising money to build a new school. We are raising money to build a new school. Free, free. I got a free small pizza when I ordered a large one. I got a free small pizza when I ordered a large one.